Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And historic women's main event at WrestleMania gets changed because LOL Charlotte wins. Plus, it's the granddaddy of them all and 4 million other WrestleMania weekend events, and Patrick has the bullshit. All that and more on this week's edition of The Greg DeMarco Show.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brenda Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Cause it's my Why? Show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome!
What is up, everybody? It is me, Greg DeMarco, and you are, of course, listening to The Greg DeMarco Show, where we like to have lots of fun until they take us off the air.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show
the best in all his future endeavors.
Some might even call this show the Jinder Mahal of Pro Wrestling Podcasts, but we can only hope to someday be that good.
Shut up!
I don't have enough time to do that. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find the website on the Twitter at TheChairShot.com. What website is that? That is, of course, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Where you can get your daily dose of hard-hitting wrestling opinions and analysis, the best coverage, and so much more, right over at TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You can hear this show live every Tuesday night via Patreon. Go on over to patreon.com/TheChairShot. Sign up. For only $5, you can get the live edition of The Greg DeMarco Show. You can hear the hashtag Miranda Show get recorded live, plus get uploaded later. You can get the bonus edition of Pod Is War, titled Pod Is More, bonus Patreon exclusive edition of ChairShot Radio, and so much more. In fact, I just posted over at Patreon today exactly what I think is happening with Charlotte Flair becoming the SmackDown Women's Champion. Patrons got it before anybody else, before Patrick and Miranda even got it. The patrons got it. So just think about that. And of course, you can head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. I am actually wearing my beautiful maroon Baron Corbin Sucks t-shirt as we record this show. Extremely excited. It's super comfortable, and it makes a statement. That's what matters most. But enough about me. I mean, it's never really enough about me, but there's other things we got to do because, you see, I don't do this show alone. No, no, no. I have two amazing individuals who do this show with me. And the first one, of course, is my best friend. He's been around. Well, he's been around for longer than this, but he's been around the show since episode number one way back in May of 2011. And that is, of course, well, I got one for us this week. He is the Ray Rougeau to my Jacques Rougeau, wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
Did I say you were Jacques or you were Raymond? Who did I say?
You said I was the Jacques Rougeau to your Raymond.
Okay. That's backwards. Hashtag, you're the Ray Rougeau by Jacques Rougeau.
Hashtag save tag team wrestling.
Yes. Do you know why you're the Ray and I'm the Jacques?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
So Ray, so Jacques was kind of a dick and kind of an asshole, and more people liked Ray. But just, you know, full transparency, Ray was more of the big pussy than Jacques was. So that's where all of that comes from. So, yep. So that's
Wait, which one beat up Dynamite? Was that Jacques or was that Ray?
I don't know. They were both tough. So I don't know either
of
that needs to be
questioned. One of them legit beat up Dynamite. That's all I remember. It was like there's like some back rumor and innuendo, if you will, legend of one of the Rougeaus, was being ribbed pretty hard.
It was you. It was Ray Rougeau. So there you go. Beat up Dynamite Kid.
There you go.
I beat up John Cena. By the way, the hashtag or the Patrick 500 is well underway. We are still at lap 406. So
right.
We're working on it.
We're the pace
and
car.
That's right.
Yeah, we're the pace car.
At WRESTLNGREALIST. That is the wrestling realist Patrick Dowd. If you go to his Twitter profile, by the way, and you look at the picture, he's not the guy you would think front and center in the picture. He's behind that person.
Right.
I just want to point that out. That's
find Patrick O'Dowd.
Too much sense. And of course, if we're the Rougeau brothers, then we need to bring in someone who would, of course, be none other than the Jimmy Hart to our Rougeau brothers.
Shut your dumb mouth.
She is the queen of soft style, the hashtag queen of soft style, hashtag Miranda, and the host of the hashtag Miranda show, Miranda Morales.
Hello, Mouth of the South. Another
right.
Name I got in high school. Congratulations.
Oh, that might have to be a t-shirt. Mouth of the South was my nickname in high school. That would be good. So before we move any further forward, I'm just going to keep this theme going real quick, if you would just allow me to do that. To be honest with you, that's the whole reason I did all of that
That's a good find.
You know, here's the crazy thing. It literally just came into my head like 2 days ago. I just started singing the song in my head for no reason. Like this is when you know when you've been watching wrestling for way too long, when for no reason you're driving in the car and you're like, "All American boys, what why?"
I mean, if you'll recall, there was a time where a spontaneous rendition of American Males was done on this podcast as well. So,
I wish I still had that. I bet I can go find it. Oh, my goodness.
That was so bad.
It was terrible. Miranda, what Patrick is talking about? Patrick and Steve Cook randomly started singing the American Males theme song. And just the words.
There's a reason for it, I'm sure.
There was.
Sure.
No one remembers what it is, but there was.
Like it segued into something, but
I'm sure it did.
You know your show's pretty low when you're dropping some American Male music.
Well, it was during the first year because when I put together, this is back when we put more work into the show. When we did the end of year edition and I had clips from the entire year, that was like one of the seven that made the cut. Was you and Steve singing. The American Males. You know how hard it was for me to make those? I had to download the episodes, find the spot, cut it up. Like, I don't know if I just didn't have children back then or life. I had both, but I don't know when I found time to do these things. I probably just slept less. I don't know. Who knows? Who the hell?
You don't really sleep much now, dude. So I don't know that.
I mean, I get about I get between 4 and 5 hours.
Yeah. See that I'm dying if I get less than six. So more power to you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You're like, you sleep like an 80-year-old man already. That's a good start.
But when I sleep like a baby. Like I fall asleep before my head hits the pillow, and I'm out the whole time. So yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. It's just the way it is. So last week, Patrick, the hashtag Miranda show ended up being longer than the Greg DeMarco show.
Yes.
Like literally.
Really?
It was longer.
It went an hour and 23 minutes.
Well,
damn good addition.
You know, it was good. It was just because Greg was dragging his feet about talking about Mandy Rose. Yeah. He made
really?
The show longer. Yeah.
Right.
He made the show longer.
I want to respond. I want to respond to that the way that I tend to respond to a lot of things these days.
I thought you were going to respond to it in a little bit of a different way, Patrick.
Agencies around the world are receiving breaking news.
There we go. So, but it was a good episode. It was kind of like, you know, it's only, the fourth or fifth episode. So Miranda's definitely hitting her stride. That episode is now available for anyone to listen to over on the Patreon. I've made it public so people can listen. I'm going to post it here shortly and use it as part. So I want people to see what they're missing on our Patreon. Because we got a lot of good stuff up there. We're kind of getting accustomed to the schedule. So we're not missing posting things. And there's lots of good stuff going up there, including, like I said, I posted my theory behind exactly what happened, exactly why Charlotte Flair beat Asuka on Tuesday night's edition of SmackDown Live to become the SmackDown Women's Champion. We're going to go there real quick. But next week is our WrestleMania edition of the show, which means we got to do the picks. We've got to do the who should win and who will win. And you guys might remember, you know, we tried to do this Battle of the Sexes, right? We tried to have Miranda team up with Denise and do that. And Miranda, precisely how many times were you and Denise on the air together on this show?
None.
Right. Well, the precise answer would probably be zero. But that's okay. We'll go with none.
None.
That's right. So she can't do it. Obviously, she's busy on Tuesdays. That's actually they actually even sometimes record the Xbox show on Tuesdays. I found out. So that's been part of the problem, too, at times. So lots of reasons. Well, this week, the second ever article on thechairshot.com was posted by a woman by the name of Elisa Maria. You can find her articles there. She got number 3 getting ready to come out tomorrow. Well, guess who has offered to have your back next week in our prediction special, Miranda?
Dang. Who?
Oh, no, not her. It's Steve Cook.
Oh, dang, man.
No, it's her.
No.
She wants to get in on the podcasting, wants to join in. So next week, the Battle of the Sexes will be back. In fact, I would go so far as to say it's probably like Fire and Ice. Team Fire and Team Ice. Patrick, which team do you think we are?
Ice, because we are cold.
That's right.
Cold-blooded. Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Plus, we're also boring white dudes, and the two Latinas should be Team Fire, based on a lot of
Fire emojis for everyone.
That's right. Fire emojis.
Fiery last tempers.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
The whole thing with Pedro Morales. Like they would just talk about how his fiery Latin temper would kick in, even though...
Right. You just never know. So that's coming up next week. So be excited for that. It is the very special. That's probably all we're going to do. It's probably going to take us 4 hours as we go over the 47 matches in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So very excited about that. But
are we down to 47?
I think we're down to 47 since Asuka got screwed. We'll talk about that here in a second.
Yeah.
And that's the one they cut. So let's talk about that. So on Tuesday's edition of SmackDown, tonight, if you're listening live on the Patreon, and if you do, we say thank you. Stick around for the hashtag Miranda Show. Charlotte Flair did, in fact, win the SmackDown Women's Championship from Asuka. And I hate it, and we're going to go into a little bit more about that. But let's talk about it. Well, I know, Patrick, you're getting in Baron Corbin's boat and floating down a river of everyone's tears. So tell us
yes, I am.
What's going on in your mind.
I mean, there's a couple of things. There's been no direction with Asuka and her title and that championship match really leading into WrestleMania as it was. So,
but there was direction for this week. There was a four-way winner gets title shot.
It was still a slapdash. I mean, come on. Like, in the scope of the overwhelming critique of this WrestleMania in general has been the poor storytelling and build to a lot of these different angles. And this is one of them. The other thing for me, and this is going to sound really bad, is it tells me a lot of what the WWE really views as what they have in their women's division. And what they... you know, what they feel, particularly on the SmackDown side of things, really what they have there and what they feel they can sustain it and make a compelling story or a case for this particular belt. I also think that they wanted to add one more element of just sort of, I don't know, excitement, I guess would be the way, like in their minds that I could see them saying that they wanted to add one more element of excitement to the match. Now you've got two, you know, both the women's champions are going into WrestleMania and Becky Lynch, who kind of turned things on its ear. And so it just kind of adds, and, you know, Charlotte doing the whole third wheel talk, like it kind of fits in with that and kind of adding an element that was almost a validation as to why Charlotte needed to still be there, even though we've talked about on the show repeatedly how she wasn't the interloper, in our opinion, that Becky was really the one who shoehorned her way in. And yet it seemed like this was almost a move to try and legitimize Charlotte a little bit in the triple threat match.
Right, which, you know, I love the word necessary and unnecessary, and that's just
right.
Unnecessary in my opinion. Charlotte
is
legit. First ever WWE Women's Champion, had that huge match at 32, beat Asuka last year, so many reasons. But
right.
So Miranda, what do you think?
I don't know. I guess they really didn't have anything for Asuka. So, I mean, that's kind of the truth now. Talking about wrestling news. I'm still just more in shock that right when I thought that this was kind of settled after all the ups and downs of this particular feud and finally getting Becky in, solidifying this triple threat match, they added this element to it, which I didn't think, going back to your favorite words, necessary. You don't have to put two title belts in this to make it stand out. You already made the announcement. It's the main event. This is something that's been, you know, in the stories, or this has just been going on for months now. So I'm a little bit more confused, though. I guess, what does this mean now that both, so does like whoever wins gets both belts, you know, like does just, you know, whoever pins who gets whose belt? Has that been, specified?
No, they haven't said yet. I looked it up on the WWE website after everything switched, and at least as of about 9:30, 9:45 when I took a look, they had the sort of what's gonna happen with the belt,
right? Which makes sense.
Question on the website.
Yeah.
We don't know. They got.
And we won't know till Monday probably, unless they announce it on social media.
Person tag match coming.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's crazy, man. This is crazy. I mean, I am still very excited about this match. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that they also announced ahead of time that this was going to be the main event, just so that fans were fully prepared for it. There was no question.
Well, we'll get
about
there.
It, but,
don't go to the next bullet point yet.
Well, I went there because there's too much.
Oh, she
I'm,
went right
I'm,
through you there, Greg.
Yeah.
Right over the host.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
No. This is not cool. This is not cool at all. This is not the Miranda show. This is Greg DeMarco show, damn it.
This will not stand.
No. We're all sitting, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So you're right, it won't stand because we're all seated.
Yeah.
Well, then I apologize. I'm just so, you know,
I get it.
Lester,
it just happened.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm noticing just in general a lot of hypersensitivity by the fans.
Well, because at the moment, Asuka's got nothing at WrestleMania. There's not even a women's battle royal on the card right now. So, got nothing.
Yep.
And remember,
that's too bad.
She made Becky Lynch tap out 2 months ago at the Royal Rumble, and now she got nothing.
I agree with what was said earlier as far as the, you know, having the belt back on Charlotte also is almost a signal of maybe they don't have faith in some of the other women on the roster as much as they should. Essentially saying that these three women, and understandably, they've been carrying a lot of the women's division over the past few months, but just like on the men's side, in order to have stars, you got to make stars. And by now taking the belt off of Charlotte and completely eliminating that as a match at WrestleMania, you're right. Everyone goes into this battle royale that hasn't even been announced yet. That's still
probably not going to happen.
May not happen. So, I mean, that completely, you know, eliminates the opportunity for women to really have that presence. And essentially you're saying we're only making WrestleMania about these three women and a whole bunch of these other men. And outside of the women's tag team, but still, I mean, I don't think that's fair either to those women who have worked really hard. They should have a platform and at least another match. I mean, come on, you know, there's got to be 57 matches. You could at least add another few women's matches in the mix.
Well, right now there's 13 announced matches. Only one of them is a tag team title match, and that's the women's tag team title. So as of this moment, there is no tag team title match announced for either brand for WrestleMania,
right.
But that's the hashtag safe tag team wrestling.
Safe tag team wrestling.
I think those will get added in the next week, probably on social media. But although maybe they're going to use the Usos forfeiting in the gauntlet match storyline reason to keep them off of WrestleMania. I could see that, actually. I could see them doing that, and maybe they somehow get involved in this match. Because I think the Usos might get involved in that title match, too, along with the New Day. Like, I think it's going to be – if you think that's going to be a straight-up one-on-one match with no involvement – good luck with that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which, you know, to give people a reason to complain. So, so I want to – okay. I was mad when I first saw this because it doesn't come up a lot, but Patrick knows this too. Like, I love me some Asuka. Like, I'm a big Asuka fan. And
you are.
When she had the SmackDown Women's Championship, like, I was excited. And even though they weren't focusing on her too much, to me, she's kind of that wrestler that doesn't have to be on TV every week. She can disappear for a little bit, do vignettes, come back, put on a good match. I mean, they were setting things up with her, with Mandy Rose, and then the four-way this week. Like, a lot of things were happening. And she could still end up in a match somehow on the card. It would obviously be on the kickoff if they do. But I'm not, you know, necessarily ruling that out just yet. But you know, my one of the things that I like to tell people to do, the whole always use your head. And one of them is when you look at something, we all make assumptions on what it is, and then we have to tell ourselves, what else could this be? So I thought long and hard, but not that long and hard because it's it. There we go. And basically, you know, what else could this be? So this match was for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania, and there's two women's championships, the Raw Women's Championship and the SmackDown Women's Championship. If the first ever all-women's main event at WrestleMania involves the Raw Women's Championship, what does that say about the SmackDown Women's Championship?
I mean, you mean secondary title?
Yeah.
Kind of less than, you know? And I could see Vince pulling out the, we need to get both titles in the match so that both titles seem like they're of equal importance. Now, a lot of fans on Twitter have been calling for the company to unify the women's championships along with the women's tag team championships. And I have been vehemently against that from the onset of the suggestion because I get the women's, you know, the women's tag team championships floating from brand to brand. Here's the thing about those titles, and this is that reality, the harsh reality of those titles. They're a novelty act, those belts. They're not as important as the Universal, the WWE, or either of the women's championships, or even the Intercontinental or the United States championships for that matter. Like, they're important now, but within a year, people are going to be complaining about their use or lack thereof when somebody in NXT wins them, and then that's where they stay. So that's kind of what I'll be thinking about as that moves forward. Now, Pat posted on our little Facebook. So do I sound a little choppy, a lot choppy? Do I need to go away and come back? What do I need to do?
I mean, you sound choppy to me. I was trying to protect you. I was trying to be like, I thought that's why we had the chat, man. So like we had to pull the curtain back. I thought you wanted
True.
To be a pro. I'm trying to be a pro.
He's a fake professional. Fake professionalism.
So what is but is it? Because you know I can't hear myself. Like I can hear you guys, but
you're okay now. But it was a little choppy.
You were breaking
okay.
earlier.
Yeah.
See, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll keep going. So I think they put the whole SmackDown or the tag titles. They're going to be on NXT in a year anyway, and no one's going to remember they're around. Here's what I think is going to. I actually think they're going to unify the titles with this, because I don't. You know, I think that Becky Lynch or somebody's going to leave with both titles. That's what they're going to do. They're not just going to put one title on the line, or maybe whoever wins a belt. I don't think they're going to do that. Someone's going to walk out with both belts, in my opinion.
Well, you need that image.
And here's why. Yeah, they need that image of somebody holding up both titles. So here's my other question. We'll pose this question to Miranda. Name for me the two single championships for women in WWE on the main roster.
The two singles championships for women.
Yes. What are they called?
They're the women's championships. The Raw.
Right.
Okay.
Good. Patrick, what are the men's equivalents called?
The Universal Championship and the World Championship.
Well, the WWE Championship, but yes.
So the WWE Championship, yeah.
So I think this is going to end with a WWE Women's Champion and a Universal Women's Champion, because we just talked about how – and this was literally my thought progression. So if we can't have one Women's Championship in the main event and not the other because one seems less than I thought, well, both Women's Championships kind of seem less than because they're the Raw Women's and the SmackDown Women's and not the WWE and the Universal. And with – you know, the move to Fox coming, and Fox isn't going to want anything to appear less than. They're also not going to want to share a major championship. I think by the end of the summer, we're going to have a WWE Women's Champion and a Universal Women's Champion is where I think this is headed.
Wow.
What do you guys
think? Not for nothing, Greg. If you were Dave Meltzer, that would be written as a report as to what was happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Like everything, like your speculation has a lot of sense in there. Yeah, it's something that is plausible. When it happens, you get to say you nailed it. When it doesn't happen, you can say, well, I was speculating.
Plans changed. Yeah, right.
You don't even have to say, you don't even have to say plans changed. You're like, they just went in a different direction. Like, which is basically plans changed. But
true. But I'm not predicting it's going to happen. This is just my theory.
No, but I think that it's a possibility. It's a very real possibility. You know, it is impressive to me how much names matter with some of these belts and titles and mm-hmm. and where they kind of quote unquote stand. So I wouldn't put it past the WWE to do something like that for the women's championships at all.
I mean, it's plausible as far as, you know, a logical way to take the belt off or to have the belt away for a while, maybe bring it back when SmackDown moves to have another big draw to, hey, watch SmackDown because, you know, the women's belt is coming back to SmackDown. It's just it's a long way of doing it. I would imagine maybe they would just rename it too. They could. You know,
maybe it'll just drop part of a name. It'll just call it championship.
They're good at that. I mean,
yeah, they're real good at that.
Not broke. Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's a very good point as far as trying to bring equality as far as even the title names up to the same par as the men's. And so that's a really good point that I didn't even think about until you brought that up. And it would be nice to have more of that same type of much as the men's. But, you know, who knows? It sounds actually too logical, though. So it could be completely false, too, because
right.
where logic does not live here anymore, apparently.
Well, here's the thing, too. I can't buy this was a long-term thing because they had literally announced the four-way for this week on SmackDown.
Right, right, yeah.
So.
Yeah. The way this has all been laid out, it does feel very, for a change, feels very booked on the fly.
Yeah. Now, unless they're literally like, oh, my goodness, we need to cut. What can we cut? How can we cut something? And they're like, well, if we put both titles in the three-way, then we don't have to have the other women's match. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens from there. I did like the conspiracy theory that I shared with you guys that was posted on Twitter that this was just Vince's way of showing that black men need to work three times as hard to get something and white women just get whatever they want. So I enjoyed that.
Only certain white women, only Charlotte, like really.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
Only
yeah, I mean, Becky had to work three times as hard. So
true.
Ronda kind of got some stuff handed to her, though, to be honest. So,
yeah,
you know
it's not, like I said, it's not wrong. I mean, like, it's kind of technically right.
Oh, boy. Rabbit holes are us just rolling on through. Good
Lord. That's what we do here.
I mean, you've been on the show longer than I have, Patrick. So I don't know what to expect.
I'm old and trying to cling to the... Actually, you know, what am I even saying? Like, the rabbit holes that used to be... When this show would go, like, 4 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez. And those are some rough shows.
Yeah.
They were only 3 hours. There was that one show that we had to come back and finish on Wednesday. But that was...
Yeah, is Jimmy Rave available?
It was a part two.
Yeah, the Jimmy Rave episode. But
Jimmy
that
Rave
was literally people were messaging us. They were like, don't let him stop talking. So...
Yeah.
That was... There's a couple glaring things that I need to point out, though. Number one.
Sure.
With this going down tonight on SmackDown and with Charlotte winning the SmackDown Women's Championship and the four-way kind of being called off and Asuka not defending, there's now a glaring omission from the WrestleMania card.
Mandy.
And I had to let it play out.
You're hurting right now. You know, all your favorites.
Well, that's the other thing. There's another. There's two glaring omissions.
How about the original?
Yeah.
Miranda, pull up the dog gif.
Did we tell us? Oh, my God, Patrick, you missed it, though. We found... Specifically, Greg found a dog gif, like a gif of this little dog moving that that syncs up perfectly with Jinder Mahal's music. It was revolutionary.
Yeah.
I can freely admit that I'm less for having missed that.
You
I
are.
With attitude, bitch.
Right.
That's how the dog was.
You should boycott WrestleMania. That'll show WWE, you know, when your favorites aren't even on the card, just
#boycott. Cancel WWE Network today.
Yeah.
No gender.
That would really take a dent out of that billion-dollar industry.
That's right.
That'll show them.
That'll show them. More apt to be mad because there's no tag team champions, but
I mean,
who knows?
If you really want to show them, just keep the WWE Network, but don't watch it live. Wait till they put the chapters in.
Yeah, it's not happening. I already have to go. There's already a soccer tournament that weekend. Like, I may not get to watch live. That's my reality.
No.
I know.
Not all like 10 hours of it live. Like,
which means I'll get home. It'll be halfway through and I'll start. But that means I got to have the phone off. That means, there's so many steps.
Oh, like no spoilers? You're not even going to do any spoilers?
That's the one show I don't do spoilers for is WrestleMania.
Until I text Greg and ruin it for
him. That wasn't WrestleMania. Well, it was sort of WrestleMania.
It was the host of WrestleMania.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Shut your dumb mouth.
I was sitting on the bed talking to my wife, and that's when that happened.
You feel bad about it.
No, you shouldn't.
Still didn't feel bad about it at all. I was sharing my reaction with you in the moment.
So the text message was basically like, when The Rock came out, biggest pop ever. I was just
and like,
I just replied, I'm not watching live. And he was like, dude, I'm so sorry. You might not be sorry now. You were sorry then.
I felt a little bad. I don't know. Was it the biggest pop ever? It's pretty big.
It was pretty big. Yeah.
Oh, because
then everybody thought it was going to be like Kim Kardashian or whatever. I can't remember who.
Bob
like
Barker.
I think Kim Kardashian.
People were sold on being Bob Barker. People were
sold
on being Bob Barker too because he hosted Raw and people were like, "That was so fun. We could live with that." Like they had made their peace.
Yeah.
With that, like they were like,
"I'm Bob afraid Barker. I've got some bad news."
Right. And so it did make The Rock. Like it was amazing to watch live.
Yes.
And then text you about.
That's all good. I had water on the bridge at this point, many years later. So
okay. If that was really what would have put a serious strain on a relationship, then Jesus, what were we doing before then? Like seriously. Like
by the way, I just want to point out so WWE has retweeted a tweet from Asuka that just says the word over, which of course means Asuka's going to All Elite Wrestling. So just wanted to everybody knew that.
Confirmed.
Or released. Is that what the air horn is for now? It's when All Elite Wrestling is confirmed?
Yes.
You know what? Since we're talking about All Elite Wrestling, we'll go out of order and let Patrick do his thing.
Agencies around the world are receiving breaking news that CM Punk has sneezed while at a hockey game, which clearly indicates he has signed a new contract with WWE. He then confirmed his return by tweeting something completely unrelated to wrestling. Backstage sources believe he'll come back at SummerSlam, but plans may change.
Patrick, this is Leigh Ann Marie, and I just wanted to say that I love Patrick Adele.
Oh, no, the snow. Bullshit.
The wrestling realist Patrick O'Dowd's bullshit internet report of the week.
FABULOUS.
Shut up!
All right. Let's dig in. Because I really like this one. This one's really good.
Well, yeah, and it was funny because earlier today I had said, I can't find any bullshit. And then you were like, no big deal. And then I went, just kidding, because in the 30 seconds from when I said that, I went to our good friends at Ringside News, and they fixed it for us. So the name of this article, posted by Felix Upton.
Ah, Felix. Okay. No relation
Felix.
To Johnson.
The Revival still looking to leave the WWE ASAP. And I love this.
It's so good.
So the Revival asked for their WWE releases a few months ago. I'm reading the article now. But instead of granting them, the WWE made them a big promise and put the Raw tag team titles on the top guys. They still apparently want out. Dave Meltzer spoke about Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson's desire to leave WWE during the Wrestling Observer Radio. So there's where they're pulling this from. And there are a couple of interesting things that he shed new light on. Oh, that we previously reported that Dave shed new light on. Last week, the Revival snapped a photo with a fan wearing an AEW t-shirt at a live event. It turns out that this fan did not solicit the photo. Instead, the Revival spotted and walked up to him and said, "See you in May," which is the month of Double or Nothing.
What?
Of course, even if they were released tomorrow, their 90-day no-compete clauses wouldn't allow them to work in May. But it's still interesting. Another instance Meltzer brought up was the tweet Wilder sent out saying that nobody should wish being Raw Tag Team Champions on any child. And then it goes on to
except
a paragraph
Nicholas.
Where, yeah, except yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say except the kid who actually won the title.
Which may have been what they were referencing, but we don't know. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Like we're just throwing shit against the wall to see if it'll stick. The rival, and then they conclude with, the Revival doesn't seem to be happy. But why would they be? As Raw Tag Team Champions, they continually lose and haven't even been booked for WrestleMania yet. We will have to see how WWE handles the situation, but FTR might be moving on if they have any say in things. So,
stop.
This is better when we said that Homicide was going to ECW and people repeated it.
Right? That was amazing.
Right. That was amazing.
And this is very simple. So here's the great thing. Now, I found on Twitter, somebody posted the audio from Dave Meltzer. Actually, the first time I've ever heard Dave Meltzer's voice. I heard him.
You've never.
No, unlike some people on this show, Miranda, I've never listened to his podcasting.
Oh, Miranda.
Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
What?
Womp, womp.
I don't listen to his podcast.
I thought you did. No, you listen to Busted Open. You've read his stuff. That's what it is. Which we all have.
I read it. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, someday you'll say you read it. Currently, you say you read it, but we'll get there. It's a slow process. Baby steps. However, I heard and hearing him talk just really puts things into perspective. Like, he sounds like a tool. But listening to basically the way he talks about it, it's literally all about this fan who reached out to him about what happened. And he's not a single time does he question the validity of what the fan is telling him. Because one random fan said, see you in May, when the person might have been like, what's your favorite theme song? I came to play. Like, you never know what the person might have said. There's no way. There's everything going on. But Dave doesn't even once suggest maybe the fan is lying. Maybe the fan just wanted to see if Mel talk about what the fan told him. Or maybe the fan was just embellishing the situation because they want the Revival to do that. Like, it's literally – like, hearing him talk about it makes it even worse. Like, he's literally buying what a fan – and like, a fan child, like a young fan says. And the picture doesn't show the Revival walking up and asking. The picture is just – the kid probably asked the Revival to take the picture. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, like, literally, this is all based on what some kid told Dave Meltzer. That's the problem with wrestling news and why you can't just believe everything that you see. Here's the other thing. We only judge what we see on television, right? Yes, the Revival has lost on television more than once. The Revival also understands the importance of putting people over, like how they're putting over Ricochet and Aleister Black, similar to the way that New Day put them over when they made their main roster debut 2 years ago. Like, they get these things. The Revival understands the way that these things work. The thing is, they're winning on house show after house show after house show. We think in terms of what we see on television,
right?
But that's only like 15% of the matches that actually take place. Like, they're winning the other 85% of their matches because they're defending tag team champions.
Yeah, and the thing about those house show matches, as I just watched one on Sunday live, they're getting time. Like, they get to put on a show. They put on a 30-minute match. Maybe a little less than 30 minutes, but they had the next to last match on the card, and it was the most over match. They were facing Roode and Gable, and it was great. Terrific match. Great psychology, the whole deal.
That's the thing. Like, most of what we see on television and on pay-per-view isn't their normal reality. What you just saw is their normal reality. Like, they do more house shows than anything. But the fans can't think outside of their realm and where they are on a normal day-to-day basis because most of these people don't go to house shows.
No, they don't.
And they should, because that's actually – their house shows are usually enjoyable, as you experienced this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
So, as a subscriber to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Miranda, what do you think?
Yes. I'm a mark for wrestling news. I don't, you know, going conspiracy theory. Maybe they did that on purpose.
Wait! You can't just say that. You can't just say conspiracy theory and then start talking.
Thank you.
going to say, maybe they did approach that kid. They did ask that kid to take a picture with him with his shirt because they knew that that kid was going to go to Dave Meltzer and tell him the story and get that out there so that WWE would just throw more money that way, saying, please don't leave. We'll give you more money. Maybe they're did do it. Who knows?
Trying to re-up the contract. Get a
figure
out.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's all about the money, you know? If the rumors are out there, you know, and that kid, you know, is part of the story, we'll see you in May, kid, even though that story also in the same breath says that's logistically impossible. But it doesn't matter. WWE, you know, they don't read the fine print. They don't know that. Though, you know, they're the ones who pulled the contract. They don't read their own contracts. They just look at random Twitter followers and listen to Dave Meltzer. So it's smart. They're playing the game smart, you know?
In all honesty, I should look this. I wonder what the house show schedule is for the Raw brand post WrestleMania. And how far from Vegas they are. Maybe they're just going to visit some friends.
Who knows? So
we've been to independent shows where WWE
yep.
talent was backstage.
Yes, we sure have.
Visiting
we help run some.
We have seen that.
With your own peepers. Huh.
But no, they're going to AEW. And maybe they do. We don't know. But Dave don't know either. And
right.
Take the word of a kid.
So here's what you to do. Patrick, if you can, do me a favor, because it's easier for you to type this than Miranda, because she's on like a tablet from 2002 or something. So if you could go to your web browser and type in the website thirstyfornews, not thirsty for something else. I'm not taking you somewhere weird. thirstyfornews.com.
Thirstyfornews.com.
Yeah. And then scroll down and click on the article about Conor McGregor. As you scroll down.
Hold
the
on.
One about the betting odds for Conor McGregor.
So spell that all out for me. Thirsty four is in the number four?
No, it's in the word four.
Oh, that's where I messed up. It took me to GoDaddy.com.
I
was like, create your own website.
Did. Yep. So I did that too.
Ah, there we go.
Scroll down to the Conor McGregor, the one with the Raw logo in the background. And then click on that article.
There, it's up to the right.
Yep, click on that article.
Betting odds.
Yep, scroll down to the end of the article where you get the posted by. Tell me who it's posted by and then read me that person's bio.
Oh. Posted by Steve Carrier, founder of Thirsty for News and Ringside News.
Now scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page and read me the description under the big word thirsty.
Thirsty for News covers the kind of news you want to know about from people who can't wait to tell you. Entertainment, celebrity, gossip, sports, and animals. And animals?
That's a lot.
Who doesn't love all of those things? So he's a dog whisperer?
It's just a newsmongering thing. Like, that's all any of this is.
Right.
And we knew that, right? That's nothing new.
Right.
I'm not cracking the code or anything like that. Like, I didn't just tell 98% of our male audience living in their basements who've never seen a naked woman how to find the G-spot. Like, I didn't do that, all right? I just explained – by the way, it's not that hard. I'll explain it later to you. But it didn't do that.
You're subscribed to Patreon only.
I just discovered one of the secret topics of the hashtag Miranda Show. Great.
Congratulations.
You should listen, people. Subscribe. It's only $5, and trust me, your wife would be glad you spent that $5. We don't need Blue Chew. We got the hashtag Miranda Show.
Go all Jim Cornette.
No, I'm not doing that because
I would take a Blue Chew
sponsorship. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'd be like, okay, how much are you gonna give us? It's money. The only reason he's saying that is probably because they won't sponsor him. So
right.
Anyway. So yeah, that is if we had three to pick from, I would pick that one as the winner because it's terrible.
Right.
Like, it really just is. So let's go backwards now and talk about we opened the show talking about Charlotte and everything that happened there, but it kind of takes away from the fact that it was confirmed by WWE that the women will main event WrestleMania. Now, we all suspected this, but it's still a big deal, as you know, as I put, an historic event, because it's not ahistoric, it's an historic when you want it to sound really important, as the women main event WrestleMania. And some years we're not told what the main event of WrestleMania is. Multiple matches are deemed a WrestleMania main event. But this year we've been told, in fact, the new graphic now just has a picture of all three women and just says main event. So why do we think they released this information so far ahead of time? We'll let you go first, Patrick.
Well, two weeks isn't really that far ahead of time.
Well, yeah. But some years they don't do it at all, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is a big deal, you know, in the history of this event. It's 35 WrestleManias, and the 35th
right.
one is a women's match main eventing the show. And so I think that they really want to, like, they're really wanting to put those three women, they're wanting that to be the stamp and the go away that you have from this WrestleMania. And when you look back on, like, truly great WrestleManias, and the ones, like, when you name your favorite WrestleMania, there's always that kind of linchpin match that is how people identify that WrestleMania. Like, and here's an easy example. You know, WrestleMania, and it's one of the ones on the fives, but WrestleMania 25. What's the match that people walk away from with WrestleMania 25?
The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
Period. And that's the match that was, like, that was the match that was really built through that Royal Rumble right up until that match happened. And people have talked about, like, is this thing losing steam? They're not doing anything any different than that they've done for other WrestleManias, where like that match has been treated, and those three women have been treated like the most important thing that's happening at WrestleMania. So name it, and I'm okay with them naming it and saying this is our main event, and this is what we're gonna do, because it should be named and it should be recognized, and it is a big deal. And, you know, and I think they're going to deliver. I think that the three women that are going to be in that ring, I think that you are in for something pretty exciting. Like, I'm not down on this WrestleMania the way other people are. Like, I'm looking forward to the show because of what I see as the build that those three have done.
I don't think anyone's ever going to be happy with WrestleMania again. So that's
well,
at least the fans. The fans online.
IWC, you know, fans are a miserable lot.
Yes, they are. They have miserable lives and they're miserable liars. So, Miranda, what do you think about why this was already announced?
You know, one thing that did cross my mind about this was there was and has been a lot of momentum behind the Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan storyline. And a lot of fans have vocalized that they wanted to see that possibly main event. So part of me thinks that maybe just to put it... to kind of lay everything out, and so that fans in some ways don't try and maybe hijack the show as far as if that expectation was set, just putting it out there that the women were going to main event, so that way when Kofi and Daniel Bryan come on, people can enjoy that and appreciate that, but then also, you know, move on and look forward to the women's match. Also, for publicity, I mean, it is a really big historic moment in WWF to WWE to have the women main event the biggest show of the year. And they have loved to tout, you know, what they've done with women's wrestling over the past few years. So it's also kind of another feather in their cap to say, oh, look, too, now the women are main eventing. Aren't we so great? You know, granted, these women truly do deserve this opportunity.
Thank you.
I mean, it is everything has, you know, come together so magically that, you know, has this been kind of a long road? Yes. Has it been kind of convoluted and hard to follow sometimes? Yes. But has this worked and will it be amazing? Yes. So, You know, all the puzzle pieces have come together. But I also do think it's just a way for them to kind of, you know, put a feather in their cap to say, look how great we are. And in this case, I'm going to agree. It's a pretty great thing. And I'm really glad that they've done it. I'm glad they're recognizing it and celebrating it and allowing fans to just, you know, live in this moment. Because as much as we'd like to think that this could happen again in the future, it's hard to know. It may not happen again
right.
for a while. So we also have to, as fans, live in this moment and appreciate it for what it's worth. Because even now, you know, there are fans who are not thrilled with the way that this has turned out and are not as hot on this match as they used to. But in a few months, we'll complain again about women not getting represented or, you know, it's going to be a cycle. So wrestling fans, let's just try and live in this moment and appreciate what's about to happen, because it is not only 35 years of WrestleMania, but decades and decades of wrestling to get to this point. Let's just live in the moment and appreciate it.
It's true. No, it's not, you're 100% right. Unfortunately, WWE paints himself in a corner by giving people a reason to complain about women's wrestling by taking the belt off of Asuka on the way to WrestleMania.
Right.
That probably wasn't
yeah.
the smartest move in the world. Like, I get why they did it, and it's probably going to be good in the end, but I think that it's just not really a smart move. I think it is publicity. I think publicity is the number one answer to all of this, because now you have mainstream outlets talking about it. You've got, I mean, that story when they announced it themselves. And a lot of times WWE will give a story to mainstream outlets to report, like Hall of Fame announcements and things like this. They took this one themselves and then let everyone else report on it. And that shows you how big of a deal it is. I would be shocked if they hadn't announced it ahead of time. Like, now that they did, it's like, of course they did, because it's publicity. And look, yes, they do things for publicity, but that doesn't make it dumb. Like, you can, you know, publicity is not the best motivation in the world, but you're a business. The objective of a business to make money. You get positive goodwill from fans. You can make more money. That's why they do this. I'm 100% on board with it. You're a little, you know, you did mention the World Wrestling Federation, and of course you know that we love to call Roman Reigns the big dog of the World Wrestling Federation.
Here comes the big dog! The big dog, Roman Reigns! The big dog! And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog!
I had somebody tell me that I needed to go and get the same thing, but Michael Cole saying it's boss time over and over again when Sasha Banks comes out. So I guess that's the next thing I got to get now. So, yeah.
Yes, because you need one more sound bite.
Yeah.
You're shooting low with one. I mean, let's be honest here. I got this one during the Miranda show last year. So, I mean, that's when that one was. I think it wasn't during last week's regular show, was it? Like, I don't think Patrick's ever heard that theme song before on this show.
No.
No, so, you're good.
Did Jinder work the house show that you were at?
He did not.
Did you ask for a refund?
I did, and they said no.
God damn, that's because Adam Pearce was working the one in Buffalo. If Adam Pearce were working your house show, you could have gotten a refund.
Well, Greg, you know how it is, though. It's just card subject to change, so.
Yeah, I know.
I was stuck, man. Like,
nice try,
I was really
though.
Disappointed, too.
You should have been. Like, I mean, it's.
I mean.
Yeah, like, you definitely should have been disappointed.
I didn't get the big dog. I didn't get Seth Rollins.
No Brock Lesnar.
Wow.
I want to put it out there. I did not expect either Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins in the show.
But you did expect Brock Lesnar? Is that what you're saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. And I serve as the advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
By the way, before we get into the 3-minute warning, are you ready to have the last word when we do that, Miranda? Because I didn't put down the rundown, but it is your turn.
Only
yeah.
one word, though, right?
No, you didn't get
you
one
didn't
word.
You didn't have this one, yeah. I'll give you one word.
What, like two sentences?
What word would you give him?
Yeah. So.
I'm not telling you now.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got...
Shut up! Shut up!
It didn't play the first time, and then it played twice, so that's what happens sometimes. So WrestleMania weekend is approaching, obviously, and if you include WrestleMania in the number, that means we have approximately 48,193 events taking place during WrestleMania weekend. And we are going to take the next 3 minutes to talk about each and every one of them. Not individually, but collectively. First of all, do you know where I got the 48,193 number, Miranda?
No.
It's the Royal Rumble attendance figure. The announced attendance.
One of you mothers got me sick. I believe that attendance number. We're back to this again.
We're talking about indie shows. What is it? Kind of all worked up, Craig. Jeez.
You look like you haven't been on the show before, Patrick. Come on now.
We're back on the shitty time zone, and we know what that means.
Because that's how I roll.
There you go. Christian knows. Yep.
He does. He must have. I don't think I have the Mark Henry one anymore. Huh, that's
yep.
Oh, I do.
That's what I do.
I do.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
So there's a bajillion shows taking place on WrestleMania weekend. And when do we get to the point where how many is too many, I guess, is the question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How many shows are going to go under, I guess, as a result of doing that? You know, if that's... I'm not even trying to be mean about it. It's like... Because I remember, 26, which, 9 years ago, there were a few shows that were...
There was literally just Ring of Honor and Dragon Gate USA.
Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate USA. Now, granted, Phoenix, not exactly a hotbed of independent wrestling, but, sorry, Greg.
Neither are a lot of places where,
right.
Neither is New Orleans,
right.
Louisiana, but they still have a billion.
But
it's not about the hotbed.
It's not like it's happening in Florida, for example. But what I do think is fascinating is that I wonder how many of these companies are putting it, how they're doing it, in a way that would allow them to still have a company after this is done. Because you can't tell me that with this number of shows, attendance is strong for all of them.
Oh, I saw the attendance figures last year, and I don't have them in front of me, and I didn't look them up.
Right.
Some shows did great. Some shows did horrible. Like, I think, like, Shimmer only sold, like, out to 3 rows or something. Like, it was just really bad. Now, a lot of these, link up with WrestleCon or someone else, and so the whole building is rented, and so I'm sure there's financial agreements that are made to make it somewhat possible. You talked about WrestleMania 26 in 2010, and, I may have a knowledge of the inner workings of those two Ring of Honor shows, being as I helped them put them on. I remember, sitting there, they – Patrick knows the story. I think Miranda knows too. They paid me for the shows. Check bounced. I eventually got paid, the amount of money later, about 6 weeks later. But still, when I had the conversation with them, and I can say the check bounced because it's a different company now. When I had the conversation with the person and, responsible for handing me that check, when he said they were going to make it right, one of the reasons he said they were going to do it was because usually lost money on those shows. And that was Ring of Honor. So they typically lost money on their WrestleMania shows. But they did them for publicity, and they actually made money on the shows because of how cheap we were able to get everything. The venue was dirt cheap, and it came with everything except for guardrails and a ring and lights. So Patrick will remember the fuss over the guardrails. Where everything was set up except the guardrails, and Sid was like, Greg, where's the guy with the guardrails? And I was like, let me call him. And I called the guy with the guardrails, and he was like, I thought they had to be there tonight. I'm like, no, the show's tonight. How about you come now? So,
good times.
Just spoiler alert, Miranda, the guardrail showed up. We were good.
Yes.
Oh, they wow.
Yeah. We got the guardrails there. And we still had time to put the Ring of Honor boards so people could smack them. It was all good. Because back then you smacked the boards in Ring of Honor.
You sure did.
Yes. And that was the only reason why you bought front row tickets. Anyway, those shows made money. That was a big deal to them. They usually operated at a loss. So I think some of these companies go into it knowing there's going to be a loss. But Patrick, like at some point, like, and I said this last year, and it's funny. A lot of people last year were saying they probably weren't going to go back and do WrestleMania again. And I'm pretty sure nearly all of those people are.
Right.
You know, although I know a lot of people who aren't going to WrestleMania this year or who are doing some things, but not even going to WrestleMania itself. So
yeah,
it's really interesting what's going on out there. And some people that are only doing like Access and WrestleMania, like our special guest next week, Lisa Maria, she's going to Access and she's going to WrestleMania. And I know this because she specifically got two chair shot shirts to wear to them because she's a team player. But the whole thing about that, like at some point this bubble's got to burst, in my opinion. Like, and I just feel like it's going to be real bad when it does. Like, I just think people are going to get real upset and they're going to do what people do and they're going to look for someone to blame. And I guess my question is, should I drop the I told you so when it happens?
I mean, you tend to do that, so why not?
Yeah, you're gonna do it anyway. Well, what kind of question is that?
I mean, and to me, it's so inevitable. It's just like when
it's economics,
right? Like it's really basic.
And maybe in particular with this year, because of the location, there is more venue opportunities nearby, whereas maybe next year when it's in Tampa Bay, it's going to look slightly different because there isn't maybe going to be as many nearby venue options. So automatically that may decrease the amount of shows, but I think when you have something as big as in New York and just with nearby vicinity, you know, you're able to have so much happen in one weekend. Whereas in other places like maybe in New Orleans, I'm sure things happen, but not to this capacity. So maybe it's not going to happen all the time. But in this case, it's a lot.
It is. And some of these shows are not close together. And I remember a couple years ago, I think it was the Orlando WrestleMania. Ring of Honor show was like an hour away from everything else. Still sold out the building. You know, and of course, the whole G1 Supercard. And that's another conversation about how bad that card is for Ring of Honor. But whatever. It still made them a lot of money. Interesting to note, next year, of course, you know, Tampa Bay is where WrestleMania is. And, you know, I know that, you know, Cody Rhodes said that, you know, WrestleMania weekends for everybody else but them. It's 3 hours away from Jacksonville. Not impossible for All Elite Wrestling to run a show next year, WrestleMania weekend, and effectively hurt all the indies with a 3 hour away show if they do that. But who knows? I just think it's got to, like Patrick said, it's economics. And like Miranda was saying, like, there's only so many buildings. There's only so much opportunity. And a lot of these shows are taking place within like three different buildings, and that's all fine and well. Right. But at some point, people are going to lose their ass and not do this. And Patrick saw it over the weekend. Like, I was already getting taken to task from someone for even suggesting that this was a bad idea.
Because that was, I think, really just misconstrued in this idea that you were arguing that indies stink and shouldn't run there. And that's not the argument you were making at all.
No, not at all.
Like, that response was not being viewed from an objective lens. And I think it was...
Oh, no, not at all.
But there's so many... There are so many people who, you know, you can't look at something objectively without it being colored by this idea that means, like, if you say I'm not sure this will work or this is going to fail eventually, that means you somehow don't like independent wrestling, which is not true at all. Like, we're saying this because we want companies to survive and we want them to thrive and to continue to exist. And I, you know, and maybe driving to bankruptcy isn't going to happen necessarily, but you can't tell me that every one of those shows is going to be able to parlay that loss into a gain down the road. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, I think there's some ego involved, people wanting to put on a certain show. Like, I just think that it's crazy. I mean, you know, even here, like, all the local companies, Miranda will remember, were competing to put on shows on Royal Rumble weekend. And, you know, I know for a fact some of those shows did not make money at all.
And then it becomes a snake that eats its own tail. Like,
exactly, because one of those people who put on a show Royal Rumble weekend and drew a decent house, probably still lost money, drew like 18 people this past weekend for a show. So that's
Wow.
Yeah, that's it was bad. So it was real bad.
That's tough.
So we yeah. So super exciting. Lots of excitement and yeah, super. So we're gonna go on without Miranda for a minute.
We lost Miranda.
She posted why in our little group, and yeah, it looks like we have to go on without her. So I need to send her a quick message because you know we have to do another show after this one. So
you sure do.
Go ahead and send her.
You worked that out
right now. I will. I send a little message right now. So
talk about hockey again.
Oh, it's been a while since you've talked about hockey, and would be exciting. I'm surprised you wouldn't want to talk about baseball since you know it's getting ready to opening day's coming up.
Opening day's on Thursday. I just think it's hilarious that Major League Baseball has these 3 days where there's nothing really going on in sports where they could have chosen to open their season, and what do? They're like, let's do it on the same day that the Sweet 16 starts.
Yeah,
that's the right answer. Our boring, baseball, slow game people complain about being too slow. We're going to run it on a day when one of the most exciting sports tournaments in America is running.
So, you know how we have the LOL Charlotte wins joke, right?
Right.
So, I just saw an article. Apparently, tonight on SmackDown was Charlotte's first win of 2018. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, when LOL Charlotte wins, she wins big. Miranda just dropped from the show officially, finally, but she'll be back shortly. I don't know if she'll be back on this episode, but she'll be back on hashtag Miranda Show. So there goes the last word. Only 2 weeks in, and that one goes away. But that's okay. We had a lot of fun. So Patrick, next week we got to pick like 47 matches, and
right.
And it's gonna be fun. And you know, just because we need to make sure that everything is a big deal. Now Shane McMahon versus The Miz is false count anywhere. So,
well, that's inevitable. Shane must be thrown through something.
That's right. Shane must jump. Yes. Hogan must pose. Shane must jump. And
are we just doing the WrestleMania card? You're not going to make me do TakeOver 2? Like,
I'll probably make you do TakeOver.
I'll probably
do TakeOver.
Why?
We'll probably do quick picks for TakeOver. We'll probably just do quick picks. We'll have to change the thing. Let's see if we have Miranda back. Do we have Miranda back?
Can you hear me?
I can. Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good. Are you ready to do your last word? Because we're done. We're good.
Yeah. No. I'm
okay.
I'm
before
ready
you do.
For it.
Before you do. At Wrestling Realist on the Twitter, it's WrestlingRealist as we continue down the Patrick 500. We'll see where we get to. So, and of course at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. So Patrick, are you ready for Miranda's last word?
I was born ready for Miranda's last word.
No, you were born for a lot of things, but not that.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are upon some historic events happening in the next few weeks with WrestleMania. Take some time. Just learn to enjoy, be in the moment, appreciate it, because I'm sure after it, you'll go back to complaining about everything else. Have a good night.
Because that's...